Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. What a difference some strong market prices can make. And for dairy farmers, it's been a long time coming.
2014 was the best time dairy producers have seen as far as margin goes. We've reaped the benefits of that. That's been a good time. But if you look over the course in time, you're going to have to average that out. But yes, 2014 was a wonderful time for dairy farmers.
And this is a 10th year anniversary for the Kentucky Dairy Development Council, says its executive director, Maury Cox, as they prepare for the Young Dairy Producers Conference and the Dairy Partners Meeting next Tuesday and Wednesday in Bowling Green. And he feels like the downturn in dairy in general has subsided.
We feel like it has. We are a lot less than we used to be as far as that goes in the earlier years, but we have been in the 700 to 750 category as far as number of dairy farms, and the number of cows, about 73,000 to 75,000, also stabilized.
The trend for surviving in dairy has been get specialized or get bigger. He feels both have occurred.
We see a growth in organic sales and production of milk. We've also seen a growth in numbers overall. We've moved from 80-some head per farm closer to the 100 mark. We've seen on-farm processing, some growth there.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Maury Cox says registration details for their activities next week are online at kydairy.org. Next Wednesday's Dairy Partners Meeting, incorporating the traditional UK Dairy Conference, is a consolidated industry effort.
For purpose of minimizing travel and expense to dairy farmers, we brought that together. Then the Southeast United Dairy Industry Association came into that as well. Department of Agriculture has helped, particularly with Eunice Shalap and what she does there. And this year, we've got two new partners, actually, that are coming in. Dairy Products Association of Kentucky, or DPAC, and also we've got a newly established Cheese Guild, Kentucky Cheese Guild, that's going to be participating. So we're excited about how we continue to grow.
Those dairy meetings next Tuesday and Wednesday in Bowling Green, details online at kydairy.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.